Hey, one, I think I said that way, and he saw so he saw it that way. Tommy Roy, TJ. Thanks, Tommy.
Oh, not too bad, Charlie. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. You used to go be some nook so we could start the week with too much.
Well, you used to go, well, yesterday was nice too, you said you. It was actually good to see that sun.
Ja go ma ga mi asen ma das hus hi bitte sit dich gat ich meine bis zum gab ich noch so zi.
Boy, ich tu mir geht doch die ha ja sau be yesterday boy it was about 6-7 hours it ging du da hab ich sin.
Oh.
Ich go papa da was so ja ich war mal mit so ja ja so boy ja papa ja boy das gerade was good to be out there, right?
Aha, da bin ma ga ja ich wollte sie gut sie geht da.
I go boat ride, me never got my pussy after. Which, yeah? Yeah, boy.
Hey.
I killed you, grandma, and I wish I sent right here to me, kind of what you.
Ah, that way, my guy. Yeah. Anyway, I keep waiting. I just want to skip that on the trap or on my gear.
Boy, are you my gear? I just start talking about, as I'm doing research on my gear with the University of Saskatoon. On aging well, Oma, where we've been doing that here in Isla La Crosse for the last 5 years. But our contract, Oma, we put some at the Punpaegi, but we're going to be putting a final report together, hopefully by the spring to keen on, eh? But some of the issues and some of the problems you have Pachtaman during the research in Skamanda, there's no supports in place for our Métis population, you know, especially with health care. With health care and stuff like that, eh?
Uh-huh.
In Manitoba, we are off. They have a pretty good system set up over there. We taught all their Métis seniors and their elders through the drugstore and they're supporting them in terms of getting their medication and with their health care needs. They're addressing their health care needs, eh?
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, in Saskatchewan, well, give what Sani Swawaya. You think squat but I've never kind of heard anything back. They've kind of ignored my calls because I wanted to start doing some work, particularly in the north of again, or isolated Moonstagi way, yeah. Don't have that full access. I think I know it. I'm sure I'm going to Isla Cross with the hospital and that, but you know, like you go throughout the province, you have better health care, access to better health care. Why Maha school from the north, they took it to go see a doctor in the south, eh?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
You're going to make the way I'm going to make the way. Ai a pitogo sana chige chuma ge te ya ge chuma tasko che prescriptions she said that ya check
ye gwan me the other ye go me na gim skopti na as part of our research, so that will be included in our report. We're going to be making recommendations with stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But the other proposal that I was telling you about, Omar, Sabo, the Métis society, the Métis nation of Saskatchewan. And yes, they were going to help me out, put in a proposal, but I haven't heard anything back, so I've just kind of left it like that, eh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because over the years, Charlie, there's been a number of studies that have been done with the health of the Métis in Saskatchewan and Canada, but Muggy Way, they're just all statistics, I guess, because nothing really comes down to the community or to the regional level, eh?
Uh-huh.
Well, I wish them again, no, because they have a hard time trying to access, the health population and services. Because there's been a lack of follow-up and implementation of these recommendations from this research. Nobody, they just kind of left the research sitting on the shelves collecting dust, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, Ishuma, got this organization, we got a whole bunch of money in the millions through the Métis National Council, and the organizations like Saskatchewan and Alberta, BC, and Manitoba, they're supposed to get a portion of that, eh?
Uh-huh.
So so, but I've never heard anything with regards to trying to do anything for Métis seniors in Saskatchewan. See, like, if you go, we got a Métis and First Nations office in Saskatoon, of Timaragagiwigian, you know?
Uh-huh.
If that office, but we are all speak to Inuk, because they got that entitlement to that treaty right to health. So you always talk up with a room, and they get your medication paid for. They get all their transportation taken care of, eh?
Uh-huh.
Well, but because of our there's really no supports in place other than trying to phone the organization and maybe a couple of the other community organizations that provide help, eh?
Yeah.
I walk I man Charlie when you bring people from the north, because now taxis pay local for 5-6 hours and they gotta get into this place, they gotta make their appointments, and they will really fall into that kind of blind spot. There's no supports at all, eh?
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to see more supports in place for Métis people, because Métis, they're 21% more likely to die before the age of 75 compared to the rest of the population of Saskatchewan.
Oh. At
an annual premature mortality rate,
uh-huh,
of 4.0 deaths per thousand for Métis compared to the rest of the non-Aboriginal population. So, you know, like Apistogosanak are more likely to pass on or to die from medical or health problems because we don't have that support and that access to that medical health care. I was hoping with that Daniels case, you know, things would change a little bit from 2 years ago, because now we're a federal responsibility. So, but it's been slow. There hasn't been very much movement in that area either, Charlie, eh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, other than trying to build supports, you know, we need more support places, top school, our medication top school, that pharma, because most of our people that are going to go see the doctor in the south or even here in the north live on old age and CPP. So we have, a small budget to work with. If there was some kind of a system that the Métis organizations could build in, and then at least a little bit, $20, $30 is lots for a Métis that's living, an elder that's living on old age, to reach ahead, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I don't know what it takes. I even sent another second proposal when the Samoa got her organization back there. See what they're trying to say. The national organization gets a proposal here about 2 weeks ago. They're taking a look at it, and maybe a boogie where a footy with a mupain. But we need to focus more, you know, in the north now, you know, in Saskatchewan. Well, we should come, you know, with this COVID, the woman I am out of the woman in the second wave, right?
Uh huh, yeah.
Yeah, all the people in the north. I mean, you know, they provided a lot of good, you know, food boxes and RVs for people. And probably just each region got a certain amount of money, but they just used it the way they wanted to help the communities out there. Eh? So, you know, in that sense, you know, like, fall back. We're falling back as an organization in terms of our Métis health. We're trying to take care of our Métis seniors. Our population, I mean, it's growing bigger now, you know.
Yeah.
Population of Indigenous people is getting to be bigger and bigger, and it's expected to increase by 6% by 2036, which is still a long ways, but you know, our population is still there. A lot of Abitawusanak are still coming into the population, eh?
Yeah, you're one, but Tommy, äiti taksi enemmän, se olisi kohdassa innohti vitsi hyvät, se kun koi pitokossa ainakin teijäksi, olisi kohdassa. Ja siis on muhti, kun mekin pitää tänne, ja kun mekin piksi kohdassa mennä, ja kun mä tavoin vitsi hitsi, kun teijä kumma. Tässä kutsan näin, ja vuonna aina teks buvi, vuista mä näin tapahtui, kun tässä viipin juman, ja kihteijä kumma. Pihtokossa maga miskoki kuimta niinku no pahti nania e guan meitä kuin että skatta mentas kos nohti spoi pahmen
that's my interest, that's my passion, and if you talk all our elders and our seniors and the other passion I got is the sky you know, I've been working with a lot of youth groups when I was living still in Isle of Cross. When I worked for the village here, Ways get to Skyrota for 7 years, so I had resources that I could go to. We talk old people just in the community, eh?
Uh-huh.
Our elderly people, and we talk, you know, different things you do to mind, forms you talk, it's going to on for them. Mustang on letters you stay on, and then some of them couldn't afford to go south for we keep in Iamukka. Some of them didn't qualify for a taxi or stuff like that. So we had to do a little community projects, fundraisers, eh?
Yeah, go.
Yeah, but not only that, Charlie, but this is a reality in our communities. You know, it's our Métis population, we're losing them pretty fast. I mean, even some of the people that were part of that boarding school, we're losing quite a few of those people as well, eh?
Here go, uh-huh. So
it's there. Now, you know, Mapia Gunman and Skoman and Bonai God, I try to talk to people, I try to lobby people, but well, everything needs to go south. You need to talk to the people down south, and you need to talk to the bosses down there on the thing of it.
Huh.
So, you know, but that's fine and dandy. You gotta follow the protocol, but there's still problems in the community, and if you're any kind of a political leader of any sort, whether you're with the municipality, government, or First Nations, or the Métis Nation, you still have that responsibility to present all your kistaya, because Kibigo and Osunia, under the government that literally allocated millions of dollars trying to help our people up. That's why we all Manitoba, they've been working on it for the last 2-3 years. I talked to those guys once in a while. It took them a little while to convince the government and to do their consultation in the communities with their membership. But they've got a process in place now, eh?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Drug store in Apamtipihta, Mogiwamina in Manitoba there. And the other thing that I missed out the other day, they're opening up a new seniors lodge in one of the Métis, historic Métis communities, St. Laurent, and Bagashikati, and that community, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I know I sound like, you know, I'm bringing up the same issue all the time, but that's the only way you're going to get attention from people, from leaders.
Yeah,
you know, you got to keep telling them, you got to keep reminding them that, you know, there's a need and we need to do something, you know?
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Me, but I keep pushing the button over there, so. But that's all right.
Yeah.
We're not getting any younger. We go not to by the time we reach, you know, the older age, right? Older years, eh?
Ah, pamoy si na matia, or tete squat tagito eh.
Yeah, some squats, yeah. Because our statistics are not good at all when it comes to that.
Yeah.
But other than that, Charlie, da kami bonista, you know, and. And then you let that young guy, and I mean, I got moved in for suicide. Then by my mister, he was stay one. Now you know, and waste my number and day, he's talking about his post on Facebook. I can be more, I tell you, because what he's trying to do is bring awareness to the government, to the community about suicide, particularly with our young people, eh?
Uh-huh.
If you remember, I think it was about 3-4 years ago. Remember, we had those just rashes of suicides?
Yeah.
We had some on the west side. We had some on the east side. And Gipiswawnistok, some government people here, and I even bought a specialist that worked with Aboriginal communities in Aboriginal communities across Canada to do suicide, but it never got followed through on. As far as the reports are stuck, and that's where the reports are. They're in the shelves. They're still sitting there, right? Collected dust.
Yeah. Well, kai paksi tami, kai tuano ai. Ki tami na saminam saatska pikskuano. Ai, huan mego kai motino ka puhti tsiko koitte kui minna. Ja. Kai tavan iskisiä hei huan ma minna. Ni kua kuta kaki kuassa minna. Ma ka ki tami kuan ma, ka siu tamat
ntaap. You betcha.
Merci. Merci.
That's the way to do it, Charlie. We gotta use the air once in a while.
Aha.
We gotta hear our concerns, you know?
Ja, kuma, aha. Ja. Merci geteten. Ja, tamme.
Aha, well, merci di stepi siuf tamo hei minä pie
vau. All right. Miugi se kanse. Have a good day.
Kiista, Charlie.
All right.
Okay, jaksi baga.
Aha.